Ukrainian President Zelensky has another problem on his hands on top of Russia's invasion, corruption in his own government. This week, he shook things up by firing a series of top officials following allegations of misdirecting funds and improper spending. All this as Ukraine continues to ask the U.S. and Western countries for funding and military aid. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Don Jensen, Director of Russia and Europe at the U.S. Institute of Peace. Don, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
How much of a problem has corruption been in Ukraine? What are the allegations?
Well, first of all, Ukraine before the war was a democracy, but it was exceedingly corrupt, with oligarchic figures controlling industry, not as corrupt as Russia, but very corrupt. And that has been a major feature fighting corruption of U.S. policy and going back for years. So the timing of this could not be worse. Everybody knows that in war there is profiteering. Everybody knows that in war there is sometimes insufficient oversight of weapons acquisition and that kind of thing. But as you said, Zelensky just got a huge amount of weaponry from the West. That's critical in Ukraine's fight against Russia. And you know what? He did the right thing. He cracked down immediately, fired the people involved, and that itself is a big departure from the past, where this kind of thing was tolerated again and again and again. So Zelensky knows, I talked to Ukrainian officials today, Zelensky knows he has to act quickly, get rid of this cancer, and he did the right thing this week. Let's hope it's not very widespread, but the entire civil society in Ukraine, the entire network of Western partners of Ukraine, all know this is a problem. We're all working with the Ukrainian government to get rid of it, but this cannot be allowed to continue, as you said. And in particular, since there has been a fraying a little bit of support in the United States and elsewhere for Ukraine, not a lot, but some, this kind of thing plays into the hands of the critics of those who support Ukraine so vigorously. So the timing is not good at all, but Zelensky had the proper response, which is to hit back quickly and get rid of these criminals.
That's what he promised to do. He campaigned successfully in 2019 as an outsider, promising to clean things up.
He did. And that, in a country as congenitally corrupt as Ukraine has been very difficult. So now what's happening? The war gives Ukrainian society a chance to reinvent itself. And to a very impressive degree, it is. Reinvent itself as a clean rule of law country. They've made a lot of progress, led by a powerful and impressive group of NGOs, often led by young people, women. And I think the progress is noticeable. The progress will continue, but it must continue if they're going to expect the kind of aid from the West that we've had so far. And you can be sure that the Ukraine opponents in Washington and elsewhere will pick on this as an example of why assistance should be cut back. So they know that this is a problem, and they know they have to react quickly.
Do you think that these firings were contingent on the U.S. sending more aid in the form of tanks, or was it voluntary, just to get the
image out there? Oh, not at all. Voluntary.
Okay.
Voluntary. Not at all. It was voluntary. Around Zelensky, there are a lot of hardworking younger politicians. They know what they have to do. They're not going back to the old ways. They want to join Europe. They've made a lot of progress in that, and they're fighting vigorously against the Russian invasion. So they know the stakes. Trust me, they know the stakes. And this is not contingent on anything that's from the U.S., but certainly the U.S. makes known its goal of eliminating corruption. You can't be propping up a government with this kind of thing going on. And, of course, it goes on here to some extent, too. So it's talked about, trust me, a lot. The Ukrainians know what we want, but the Ukrainians themselves want to clean things up. And I think Zelensky's response has been an example of how dedicated they are to that goal.
Don Jensen, always great to talk to you. He's Director of Russia and Europe at the U.S. Institute of Peace.